Quantum computing's leap still falls short. In the Wall Street Journal by Asa Fitch and Aaron Tilley. In the race to lead quantum computing, some big technology companies and startups are discovering that the road to market remains longer than planned despite years of often heavy investment. Quantum computers promise a leap in number crunching by using atom-sized particles instead of transistors. In theory, the enhanced processing power could help lead to the discovery of new drugs by running simulations of protein interactions that are often too complex for current computers to work through. Or they could crack standard encryption methods in hours that it would take normal computers years to decode. While regular computers base their calculations on bits or pieces of information that are either ones or zeros, quantum computers process qubits that, because of their physical properties, can represent more than just ones and zeros. Researchers at Alphabet Incorporated Google said in October that they made a breakthrough, declaring quantum supremacy, the ability to solve a problem with a quantum computer that a regular machine couldn't master in a reasonable time. Google's quantum computer, at a lab near Santa Barbara, California, had performed a mathematical operation in 3 minutes and 20 seconds that would have taken a supercomputer more than 10,000 years to complete, the researchers said. But despite some progress in demonstrating quantum computing's potential, many of the calculations now being performed in labs could be done much faster with traditional computers. Microsoft Corporation has funded research in the field for decades and said in 2016 it had embarked on building a quantum computer. But after the company missed internal deadlines in 2018, it restructured the project. Veteran Microsoft executive Todd Holmdahl, who worked on the Xbox games platform and HoloLens augmented reality glasses, had led the company's quantum computing effort since its inception. He stepped down last year after the missed deadline. Mr. Holmdahl declined to comment beyond saying he retired from the role. Microsoft said it has demonstrated the ability to perform quantum computing calculations and continues to pursue what it considers a computer design with real-world utility. The quantum team now reports to Corporate Vice President Rani Borkar, a chip industry veteran who previously worked at Intel Corporation and International Business Machines Corporation, Microsoft said. Intel, which last month unveiled a chip designed to help speed the advance of quantum processing, said it could take many years to produce a quantum computer that is better than today's digital counterparts. What you're seeing is an overpromising of what can be delivered in the next 2 years, said Jim Clark, director of quantum hardware at Intel Labs, Intel's research arm. There's a lot of things we can do in the next decade. IBM, which also has a long history of quantum computer research, last month said, "These are still early days for one of the future's most promising technologies." Others are more optimistic. "We are only one creative algorithm away from valuable near-term applications," the Google researchers said. But even Google's quantum success hasn't been clear-cut. IBM researchers, in a blog post, said a classical computer could perform a simulation of the same task more accurately in 2.5 days. While slower than the quantum computer, the technology leap wasn't enough to warrant Google's claim of quantum supremacy, IBM said. Tech companies and investors have splashed out quantum computing in recent years. The field attracted a total of at least $450 million in private investments in 2017 and 2018, according to the science journal Nature. The industry's struggles haven't scared off Amazon.com Incorporated. The cloud computing giant said in December that it was starting academic partnerships on quantum technology. It also has started to offer its cloud users the ability to experiment with quantum computing using equipment provided by several startups. Microsoft late last year said it would provide access via its Azure cloud to quantum processors, but it said that rather than offering its own hardware, it planned to sell access to quantum computers built by Honeywell International Incorporated and IonQ Inc., a startup based in College Park, Maryland.